Good morning.
Hey Steve, it's Charlie. How you going?
Good, Charlie. Good. I'm glad we caught up with you again, mate. The last interview
Yeah,
we did with you didn't work.
that was a bit of a shame, but it's all right now.
I think it's got more to do with the fact that I'm not really sure what I'm doing in life.
Yeah,
Just go madly pressing buttons. I'll hear you come in. Good on you. Charlie, there you are.
how you
G'day, mate.
going? How are you? Good?
Good. It's a bit early in the morning, or it was a couple of hours ago.
Yeah,
It's a long night. I was talking to you on Facebook there pretty late last night.
Oh yeah, the Schoolboys played last night, didn't they?
Yeah, mate, they did. And it's not good news.
Yeah.
So far, it's you guys, the only ones to win on Pommy soil. Which is no
Yeah.
good. Which is really good, I mean. So, what have you been doing over there, Charlie?
Oh, so it's starting to get a bit sad now that we're about to go home. We're almost at the end of our tour, so it's it's starting to wrap up a bit. And but no, it's been really good. Especially I've really liked England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you liked about England? They speak English.
Yeah, they speak English. France was good too, but England's really some of the places, the churches, the people are really nice. I really liked York.
Yep.
Manchester was good. The snow in York was really good. It's been cold, that's for sure.
Is it? And what was so
Yeah.
good about York, mate? What did you enjoy about up there?
There was a big church there that was pretty good. The snowball fights that we had because there was so much snow there. Yeah, it was pretty cold up there, but it was really good.
Was it? Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I might as well ask you the same questions as before because we had fun last time.
Yep.
I might get a bit of a laugh out of you.
Yeah.
How are you? We know that. Oh, tell us a little bit about you, where you come from, and all that first.
I'm from Dubbo, same as Jacko. I'm in year 12, so I won't move down to Wollongong until I've finished school. So I've still got another year left.
And you're going to play, hopefully, SG ball
With
for
the
the Steelers too, are you?
no, hopefully I'll go into the 20 squad because
Oh, good.
I'll be 18 by then. So.
Really? Good on you. You're looking forward to that?
Yes, it should be really good. I'll just have to get motivated at home first.
Yep. Well, that'll be easy once you defrost.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. And let's talk about the footy. What games have you played in? Did you play in France?
Yeah, I played both of the French games, the 17s game and the 19s game.
Yep.
I didn't play the English game because I was concussed from the second French game.
Yeah, did you get a bit of a hammering?
Yeah, I got smashed by this bloke, but it's all right.
Did you? And what about the ref? Did he
Yeah.
look after yous?
I don't think so.
The French ref? You didn't.
No, he didn't exactly look after us, but we still had the chances to win. It was
Sure.
just, yeah, it was still up to us to put the points on the board, so.
Well, the idea is tell him to put his head there and I'll take a photo of both of yous. Who was that? Was that
Alex.
Dave Norman? Alex, tell him to put his head down, you big thing. Slow D, I can't see him.
Oh, he's gone now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. And what about eye gouging? Did you get any eye gouging or anything from the French?
Nah, they were a lot cleaner than what they made them out to be. I didn't have any trouble at all.
Good. Well, what gets around comes around, doesn't it, on the footy field?
Yeah, true,
And
true.
they've played Australian for a few years, they must know by now.
Yep.
Eye gouge me, mate, you're going to get smashed in the next tackle.
I'd say so.
And the food, mate, we have to talk about the French food over there.
Yes, the food. It was bit of an experience, but it was definitely worth it. The snails were pretty good. The frog's legs, though, they were all right. The raw horse, that's what I struggled with. It
Yep.
was terrible. It didn't really taste like anything, but the texture was just revolting.
And who was force feeding you with your blindfold?
Who's feeding me? I think it was. Was it? I can't remember if it was Eddie. No, Eddie was taking the pictures.
Was he?
It might have been Glenn. Glenn might have been feeding me, I think.
And who did you have to feed?
Oh, I didn't feed anyone. I was getting fed.
Oh, right, you're an eater.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, no, it was really good.
So you're gonna have some hot bread and have gonna have some hard bread and chockey when you get home?
Oh, I might do a little bit of that. Maybe one in the winter time. One
Oh,
su
really?
one one Sunday or something. Yeah, I didn't mind it really. I thought it was nice. like yep. something that you'd have every now and then, not something that you'd have every day. Of.
Yep, that's probably why the French are funny people. They eat it every day.
Yeah, yep.
And what about some of the things in France that you actually liked? Like the old buildings, the graves.
Yeah, Andorra was good. The war memorials were really eye-opening. The RSL gave me some poppies to put down at some of the graves, so I did that at Femelles and Pozières and places like that.
Was that the Dubbo at RSL?
Yeah. Oh, and Villers Broughton, I put some down there as well, so.
Oh, good on you. Do you obviously got some photos of you doing that for the club?
Yeah, yep, definitely.
Oh, mate, you get free beer when you're 18.
Yeah.
Excellent. And the Frenchies, what sort of style of footy did they play?
Oh, I thought it was really fast. I don't know if the other boys, some of the Queenslanders thought it was as fast, but because I'm from country New South Wales, we don't get too much fast footy, so
yep.
I thought it was pretty fast. But the 17s with the contact, they weren't overly too impressive, but the 19s were a bit better. But
very fast in D, eh?
Yeah. They had pretty good line speed.
Yep. And what about, what else did they have?
The ref. That's a yeah.
Okay, I really,
yeah, we should have done a little bit better than what we did, but oh well.
You reckon they're giving him a few pies on the side, do you?
Yeah, I think if we played England first and then went to France, it'd be a totally different story. Just yeah, because well, we sort of hadn't played together before, so.
Exactly right, mate. Like, if you had the opportunity to play them on the way home, it'd be different.
Yes.
Because you're a footy team now. Whereas
yes.
before, you were a bunch of blokes.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. And you've obviously grown with these fellas too.
Yeah. It's definitely a life-changing experience. Once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
It's been good. I'd just like to thank the coaches, Brian, Cole, Rocket, Terry, just everyone in the all the staff, all the boys. It's been, it's really been really good.
The AIS program's not just jumping on a plane and going overseas. It's also the camps and all the other stuff that goes with it, isn't it?
Yeah, there's plenty of training that we have to get up to before we come over here. I started October, just gone the October before, so, yeah.
Yep. All right, so you've been in the program for nearly 2 years now.
Yeah, nearly.
Beautiful. And you've enjoyed it heaps?
Yeah, once in a lifetime opportunity, really.
Yep, good on you, mate. Good on you. So what can you tell us about the Eiffel Tower?
The Eiffel Tower was cold without any clothes on, that's for sure.
Allegedly.
Yes. Yeah, the old nudie run. No, it was really good. It was a bit cloudy, foggy that day. So when you were right up the top, it was hard to see the ground.
Yep.
But yes, it was very high.
Very high. I was going to ask you about that. It looks high on the TV, but TV doesn't really show you what's going on.
Yeah, it's very high.
And how do you get up there? Is there a lift or a million stairs or?
You can either go the lift or the stairs. We went the lift on the way up, and then halfway down we sort of did stairs, so it was all right.
Yep. And how many stairs are there? Heaps.
I didn't count. Too many
millions.
To count.
Millions.
Yes.
Cool. We're not allowed to talk about the girls this time.
Fair enough.
So who's been the funniest bloke on tour so far?
Funniest bloke? Yeah, either... There's been a few. Purse, Kelly, Eddie's funny.
Eddie's funny, good.
Shaq's pretty funny, and Jerome when they're together.
Cool.
Yeah, so,
cool.
Yeah.
And who have you got along with the best over there?
Oh... All the boys, really. I'm pretty good mates with Eddie. Daly Boney. Oh, he's probably one of the funniest too, I'd say.
Is he?
Yeah.
There's been a couple of votes for Daly.
Yeah, he just has a real good timing of his humour, I reckon.
Good on him. And what about next year? What are you going to do?
Just school, and then hopefully just school boys footy.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Dubbo College goes pretty good.
Yeah, we didn't go as well this year as what we did last year, but hopefully we can go a bit better this year, and just hopefully go to Toronto again with CHS, and hopefully anything more than that would be a bonus. So
Yeah, it'd be nice for you to make the side because the Australian Championships run in Sydney this year.
Yeah, it will be.
Next year, I mean. That's yeah, Mary's, yeah.
It'd be really good.
And the final one, mate, is who's the biggest pain in the bum?
Oh, me and Ollie have a few jokes together that he's a bit of a pain in my ass and I'm a bit of a pain in his ass, but yeah.
You can't have a double vote. It's got to be one bloke.
Yeah, probably Ollie.
Ollie?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Poor old Brimlow, he'll be spewing.
Nah. I think he'll be quite happy that he doesn't have another vote.
Yeah, he's got plenty, don't you worry. I think it's 6 or 7. Out of 15 blokes.
How's Robbo doing with the votes?
Nobody's put him in yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, keeping his nose clean.
That's all right.
Yeah. So do you want to say g'day to all your friends and all that sort of thing, mate?
Yeah, just hi, Mum, Wayne, Dad, Dan, Pip, Alex, friends, all the boys, I can't name his all, the girls. Yeah, that'll do, I think.
Beautiful. You're a good man. Thanks heaps for your time. Can you just give us a little wave slowly with your hand so I can take a photo of it? Beautiful. Good on you, mate. I'll just wave that down there. Yeah, just we'll just press record and I'll ring you back in about 2 minutes.
Dave said he'll give you a ring tomorrow. There's no one else to come down.
Okay, beautiful. Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries.
See ya. No worries, Charlie. Good on you, mate.